Sonic Erotica.
Yeah, something that like came to my mind when we were talking is this just like wild night I had with this guy that was like just really primal, sort of wild, raw sexual energy.
Yeah.
He was just like, I don't know, it was like, I think we had friends over and it was a party and, oh yeah, we'd been out and he came back to my place and could just feel like the raw desire to just
like animal magnetism
on each other, yeah.
Like tigers.
Yeah, totally like tigers. And we were just like, started like chasing each other around.
Prowling around.
Yeah, I was like being his prey, like hiding in there. Chase, and he was chasing me and just like roaring. And yeah, when he got me, it was just like this total surge of desire to just
devour you,
be in each other, like, yeah,
I need you now.
Oh, it's just so, and he just would grab me and like bite me and eat me and take my body and just
stays with you forever.
Oh, it does. It does. It's like
you can take yourself totally straight back to that moment.
Yeah, hey, and feel that. Yeah,
like you love the imagination,
desire to.
You can just
I can remember him. And then we like got in the shower and like I was like up against the wall and he was just like fucking me. Yeah, and his penis was so huge. The whole experience was just so raw.
Wild,
totally wild. Like,
I just became instincts.
Like cavemen and women or something. Oh, it was just intense. Yeah, and we just fucked for hours around the house, everywhere. And yeah, I was just eaten alive. Yeah.
I think it's so important to experience these moments.
The wildness of sex.
Yeah, and to allow yourself to go into full abandon and just to be your senses and just to really feel alive and all that stuff.
Unleash
what all that everything. Suppressed stuff that sometimes we think we should behave like in society.
Yeah.
And just to like not give a fuck about any of it and just be wild.
Yeah.
Run free.
Yeah, because we are wild.
Yeah. And as women, it's like we have all these different faces and it's like I love stepping into different characters and roles and the energy that I take on as I do that and becoming a different essence of a woman.
Yeah.
And it's like, who am I going to play today?
Yeah.
And how cheeky you can be in that.
Yeah.
And it's like fully, like you put your power dress and high heels on and fully just step out there and like play in that role. And today then it's like barefoot, a little summer dress.
I love dressing up too. Having masks and wigs and
sometimes that allows me to go like deeper into an experience as well. It's almost like I become a bit anonymous.
You let go of that identity.
Dressing up in certain outfits, especially like in the bedroom or playing out roles where you're out on the street and like connecting with your lover. And it's like you step into different.
Tell me more.
It's like it's just stepping in and like playing. Who who are you going to be? And then just meeting each other in this place. Naughty. In this naughty energy. And it's like, it's such a turn on.
Yeah.
You get really hot and it's like, but then fully like embodying that character and playing it to the full. And me and my ex-boyfriend, he was really sexual. And I am also, you may have guessed. Yeah.
I've always, for some reason, been the more sexual person in the, all my relationships. Yeah. It's funny. But yeah, go on.
I find it swings in roundabouts. Like sometimes I am, and then it can change. Yeah, but this, my ex, we used to play about, we had sex all over the place. I remember when we were travelling, we were snorkelling. And we were making love underwater with our snorkel masks on and just bobbing. You could see the two little...
the most bizarre.
And we travelled up to Cairns and his family were there and I had some friends and we went on the chairlifts. And we were like on the last chairlift coming down and his family had all gotten off. And it was like the end of the day and we just... I don't know, we started getting a bit fruity. And it was overlooking the whole bay. And, like, I just bent over and pulled my skirt up. I was being cheeky. we started making love. And the chairlift coming down, overlooking the whole bay of Cairns. That was one of a very intense, amazing orgasm.
Yeah.
It was so not in all, his family were down at the bottom waiting for us to get off the chairlift.
How long was the chairlift?
It was, they're quite long chairlifts, but it was a quickie.
Beautiful.
But it was just as, deep and powerful as like sometimes when you're making love for hours.
The naughtiness too of being in, doing it in places where there's other people around. And
you shouldn't.
A few times I've, you know, given head or made love in the movies, for instance. Totally, like, when people probably could be watching.
Aware.
But, yeah, just a little pull up of the skirt and, you know, a little touch in the inner thigh to let them know that
I'm thinking of you.
And then all of a sudden you feel how hard they're getting turned on by the thought of, you know...
Being naughty.
Being naughty, yeah, and maybe being caught or just the excitement of that. Yeah, just a little, like, shift of the seating position.
It makes you think there's so many more people doing things like that.
Oh, yeah.
All over everywhere. Sometimes you just catch, like, something, you're like, oh, hey, having fun. The other week, I was at this festival, and I was sat in this, like, big tent, and there's this room, and there's this, it was the evening time, and I was just sat there, and I'm sure, like, these blankets moving around, and it's like, I think she's definitely giving him head. Beginning an arm.
And that turns you on.
Masturbation, and that can be just as fun as well. It's like loving yourself and appreciating your body and and just being purely indulgent.
Yeah, so indulgent. Pleasurable.
All this talk of pleasure.
No. Sensations.
Yeah.
Tastes and smells and sounds. And,
and like kind of different things, like textures of like feathers or fabrics. I love...
I love things. Food.
Yeah, food.
The colours of food and putting my hands and in your mouth. Just like, I've worked in cafes a lot and like having, I don't know, say cakes or something that we were going to get rid of or anything like that, like a salad or anything, and just like put my hands into it and squish my fingers in the cake and feel
all the texture.
Yeah, sliding over my fingers. It's like the electricness.
Yum. When I was younger, I always used to want to like bathe in a bath of custard because I love the sensation of that on my
spaghetti.
Squiggling
around in a bath full of spaghetti.
Yum.
Yeah,
I think I have to try that one time. I used to get the shaving foam, the creamy shaving foam, and I used to put it. I used to be in the bath and I put it all over my body.
Oh, yeah.
Just like be rubbing all over my body. A bit crazy. But it felt nice at the time. It was a little while ago. But yeah, it's just...
Sensations.
Sensations. And realising that you can feel so much more.
Yeah.
It's about the whole body experience.
Yeah, and everything's foreplay.
Everything's foreplay. You walk down the street and it's like the breeze can catch you or just gently knocking someone and catching their eyes on a tram.
Feeling your toes on the ground.
Yeah, hearing someone. I love when I'm sat on the beach or in the park and you hear someone having a conversation or a really intimate conversation and it's like, just lying there, giggling to yourself. That's so yummy.
Yeah.
I've definitely made a choice that I choose to learn through blissful and pleasurable experience and love. I no longer choose to learn through pain and, it's working.
Yeah.
It's getting more delicious every day. It's like ice cream. Which flavour shall I try and experiment with today?
Oh, I'm getting very turned on.
I love living life as a multi-orgasmic woman.
Oh, yes.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.